Yes, try again.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, thank you. So hello, I'm Pavel Machek, and I'm here to talk about phones and cameras. First thing, something about me, you have an email address up there, you have my Fediverse account. When I'm not hacking phones, I'm usually playing with horses, and I have cool smartwatch. Which shows time, which is not usual for a watch. So if you want a watch that shows time, then you can take a look. I am playing with phones. I like small ones. So this one actually runs Postmarketos. And I'm trying to use it as a daily driver. That will bite me, but whatever. I am a kernel hacker when I try to make money. And that's about it, I guess. So phones. Phones usually have dump sensors, which is a good thing. The smart sensor is in your PC, but we won't talk about this because we don't have too much time. And we usually don't have useful ISP, image signal processor, because we don't have drivers. Phones usually do have ISP, but we can't use it. And camera is basically mandatory for phone users. Everybody needs camera. So what do we need to do? First thing we need to do is auto exposure. Because if you don't do auto exposure, you have completely black frame or completely white frame, not useful. Auto exposure is fortunately quite easy. You can get something quite simple, like if it's too white, you just turn down the time and you will get something working. Autofocus is harder because most cameras need autofocus. Autofocus is actually a real-time task and it's quite hard to do well. And I'm currently not aware of any good autofocus implementation. I tried to write few. Maybe you can try them in megapixels also. That needs more work. Next stuff. So camera vendors like to lie to you a lot. So if they speak about pixels, they mean subpixels basically. And if they speak about bits, they mean something else than display means. So you need conversion between these, and this is called debayering, and then core, you multiply with color matrices and do bunch of other steps. I won't go into too much details there, but it's computationally quite intensive. And then there are some like optional steps, like lens shading compensation, because the camera optics is quite bad too in the phones. And if you compensate for that badness, you get better picture. Then if you want, you can do denoising. Sensors, if you have sensor on your screen, if you had like 100 bad pixels, you would be mad. If you have 100 bad pixels on your phone sensor, that's pretty much normal. So basically they are all bad. They are like just different levels of bad and software is supposed to deal with that. Then you need to do youth conversion. Basically, RGB is bad for JPEGs and for video encoding, movie encoding. So you want to get to other color space, and then you need to encoding. You often have hardware block to do that, but you don't have drivers, so you want to use it on to do it on CPU. Working design. If you want something working, you want to keep the sensor in mid to high resolution because that's what enables you to do face detection autofocus, for example, and you get all the data. In the mid resolution, you can still get good enough frame rate and you can debayer and downscale it on GPU. GPU is fast enough to do this. That has an advantage that because if you want to take a photo, you just, the preview is running, GPU is doing conversion from the raw bare data to your display, but if you want to take a photo, you just copy the buffer and then process it later. So you just save raw. On movie, you really want your GPU to convert to IUV format and you can pass that to GStreamer. GStreamer is great, quite fast. Actually, it's like it seems to be faster than the debayering itself And with this, you will be able to get .8 megapixels at 30 FPS from Librem 5. And Librem 5 is basically the worst case phone. Your phone probably is better than that. Librem 5 is a brick, it's a well-supported brick, but it's slow, but if we design for that one, everything else will probably just work too. So I described the implementation, and here it is. I called it Clicks Machine. I'm not the only one who worked on that. I just basically asked for help on social media. Hey, I need to do this. It should be easy, but it's not easy for me. Help me. And people did, and robots did. And you can see the result at GitLab. So you should be able to search that for that. It's part of the TUI project. I added face detection autofocus, which is nice for robustness and so on. It needs more tuning. The design of Clicks Machine, if you read Terry Pratchett, you would know that Clicks Machine is movies first. And movies first is actually good design because still images are easier and so on. That's what we did. It's quite Librem 5 specific, unfortunately. So big thanks go to DOS, mentioned here, and his Purism employee, and he helped or did a lot of the work. But in the end, the thing is Librem 5 specific. But it's good demonstration that this thing is possible. I tried to port it something else. I wasn't too successful. If I knew more GPU programming, I should probably be able to do it. Help will come. It's 8-bit specific because Librem 5 currently only has 8-bit drivers for the camera. You basically want 10 or 12-bit for good images. There are patches or that, but they hit the kernel too, so there's more work to be done. Signal processing, that's we do debayer and downscale at the same time, which is great because it means that we have better colors because we don't have to interpolate. And it actually makes stuff easier because we can take the photos at the same time and so on. So that's a good thing. It's like few hundred codes, lines of code. It's not like crazy complex. And it works, so I'm happy with that. It can do 30 FPS in like .8 megapixels of video recording with sound via GStreamer. So that's something I can believe is good. One thing to note, Librem 5 has a hardware bug. And it's known if you overload the memory while the camera is working, it will just hang. So I don't know solution. I don't believe anybody knows the solution. Solution may be get a new hardware. And that is the solution long term. If you want to see like pretty complete implementation, that means tuning and a lot of tuning, that's Clicks Machines. And it's available on GitLab. Next project I should mention is Megapixels. Megapixels is way more mature than Clicks Machine. But it's not designed for movies. So without redesign, it won't be able to record long movies. I don't think it's going to be fixed. It's GTK based, so it has like quite nice interface and so on. But there's a trap with GTK, and GTK new GTK requires new hardware, but we only have old hardware on phones. So something will eventually need it to be done with that. Probably not by me, but hopefully someone clever will think of something. And then there's a future, right? Future is lip camera. Everybody knows future is in lip camera because that's where the money are. It's same for the PCs and phones and so on. But it's also a lot of work, and it's currently missing some quite important pieces. So on GitLab, in the LibCamera repository, I have a modif fork of LibCamera, which contains autofocus from Neko CVD, big thanks to him. that autofocus needs a lot of work, but it's important to have the component first. Lip camera on the needs a lot of work as a whole. It's moving. Thank you. It's supposed to be suitable for any hardware, so work is progressing more slowly than it should. Then you need some kind of client with lip camera to take photos, right? And you can take something like Cheese, but Cheese is not really a camera application suitable for phone. You would like to, well, for example, take the high resolution pictures. And you would like to select time for the exposure and so on, manually and so on. And don't think that Cheese is really suitable for like this kind of debugging. So I started my own. I called it Millicam. And it's in the repository, search for the file name mcam.cpp. It uses SDL, because SDL is nice, and SDL doesn't bite, unlike GTK, which means the user interface won't be that pretty, but this is still prototyping, right? Lip camera made great progress in last, I believe, 14 days. Because GPU ISP processing was finally merged after a few months of like maybe half a year or more of efforts, thanks a lot to people that made it happen. And that's basically means that lip camera is starting to be usable. I'm not saying it's usable for photos now, but it's moving in the right direction, and at this moment most of the code is there. What we are still missing, it can do debugger on the GPU, and it can do color matrix multiplication on the GPU, which are two like heavy steps. I don't believe it can do lens shading at the moment, and I don't believe it can do IOV.
Let's just hit the mailing list for lens shading.
Okay, so as you see, lip camera is moving quickly, so we have patch on the mailing list, but lip camera is so autofocus was on the mailing list too, like a year ago, and it's still not there, so it's hard. And another thing I would really like to see is buyer reprocessing, which means if I already have my photo in DNG, I still may need to want to pass it through the ISP one more time to get it into the high resolution nice photo. Patches for that are also there from the Raspberry people, but that's another major task waiting for us. So lip camera will be great in future. It starts to be useful, but it's like not yet there. While developing all this, I realized that I need a way to see the images, basically. And after some research, I've realized that like current data formats are not suitable, so I created my own. This is supposed to be basically what DNG should be, but DNG is a very complex TIFF-based format, and it can't really store everything we would like to store. So DNG is non-starter. Basically, what this format does is there's fixed size header. Header contains width, image width, image height, and 4cc code, and timestamp, and stride, and so on. But idea is that if you have data from the sensor, you don't save it raw. You just append this easy header, and it means I have then other tools that can work with this. For example, I can debugger it, I can display it. I can take a bunch of 4cc images and turn them into movie for testing purposes and so on. I'm quite happy about this. I believe it helped my development a lot. So if you find that you need a simple format for your low-level camera application, 4cc might be for you. Of course, if you are doing professional photography with megapixels, that needs DNG output or JPEG output, but there's quite a way from raw picture up to the DNG or JPEG. And it can do conversion to PNM, portable network map. It can do conversion to JPEG and so on. I'm starting to write simple tools, maybe some are in Python, some are in standalone C, but it's important to see at least something. Okay, about hardware. There are two phones that should be mentioned. One of them is Librem 5 is the dev board I was talking about. If you want to take photos with your phone, this is the hardware to work with. It's not cheap, it's not nice, it's brick, it doesn't have a good battery life, but it's great that Purism created this, and it's quite mature. The camera worked there 2 years ago, and it still works there. If you want something closer to real phone, then maybe OnePlus 6 is for you. With very latest code, we have like camera sensors working in post-marketos, and it has autofocus chips and so on. It has, it's like not this thick, it's thinner. And but the design advantage is that the support is getting there. And people are working hard on it. Okay, so I believe this is for it. I don't think we could get something like camera showing on this thing. So if you want to see, I have all three applications running here, hopefully. I can show you after the talk ends. And this is thank you, and time for questions. Or comments, or anything else. So if there are no questions, then I get.
Why is Librem and not Fair 4 from the previous talk?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so question was why not Fairphone? Fairphone is different generation, basically. So Librem 5 is like 3-4 years old at the moment, and the support is there. Fairphone is more like OnePlus 6. It's Qualcomm thing. And basically what OnePlus 6 and Fairphone, I believe they share the SoC, which means that work done on Fairphone is applicable to OnePlus 6 and so on. This is the next generation, we will get there, but if you want easy start, it's still Librem 5. Any more questions? Okay, so thank you, and by the way, help wanted. Yes, so the question was if my projects utilize hardware acceleration, we utilize GPU for that. Because basically the drivers for ISP are not drivers for ISP are not available, and GPU is fast enough to do that. So modern phones have ISP block and JPEG encoding block and movie encoding block. But I am not aware of any phone where the hardware drivers would be available. And that means that I'm using GPU.
PinePhone Pro.
Okay, PinePhone Pro is, so I didn't mention PinePhone Pro, maybe I should have. It's a phone I have heard good things about. But I don't have, I don't have one. If I found one on my doorsteps, I could probably play with that, but it should be mentioned. One more thing, there's PinePhone Pro, and that's the dumb camera and useful for camera development. And then there's good old PinePhone, no Pro, and it has a smart camera, which basically means it's like PC and everything works. So if you have a phone which can take pictures, webcam quality, you may take a look at PinePhone. maybe for some kind of application development, but it's really, really different hardware from everything else. But PinePhone Pro would be very suitable to play with.
For the GPU, is it GL, Vulkan, CL?
Okay, it's Blackmagic, basically. it's low-level Blackmagic. Some of the function names are 30 characters long, and it's... I don't know what is it. I believe it's AGL2 or something. It was major blocking point because apparently if we have GL version 3, we would be able to work without crazy hacks, but we are limited to AGL2, which means the GPU can do it, but we are doing some quite crazy hacks. Take a look at Flix machines. It's like black magic at places. Okay? So if there are no other questions, then thank you. And if you want to see it in work.